Welcome to our 21-day Overwhelming Victory podcast, where we discuss scripture from the Bible. We pray that this will inspire and encourage you in your walk with God. Let's take a listen to episode 5.
James 1, verse 1 to 8, an amazing scripture. Amazing. Let's go. This letter is from James, a slave of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm writing to the 12 tribes, Jewish believers scattered abroad. Greetings, dear brothers and sisters. When troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. Amazing. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow. For when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing. If you need wisdom, ask our generous God and He will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking. But when you ask Him, be sure that your faith is in God alone. Do not waver. For a person who with divided loyalty is as unsettled as a wave of the sea that is blown and tossed by the wind. Such people should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Their loyalty is divided between God and the world, and they are unstable in everything they do.
Ooh.
Bam. Hard-hitting James.
Totally.
I love it.
It is so good.
Yeah, I love James.
Me too. And the inspiration here in that you can be fully developed, perfect and complete, needing nothing.
Right.
Like, hello, that is an incredible position to be in.
Yep.
And so it's really what we do in the trial.
Yeah.
Right.
No one likes trials, but.
No. I love just the four words there at the start of verse 4. So let it grow. Let it grow.
Sing it.
Let your endurance grow. I love it.
Yeah.
It's an encouragement to all of us in a trial.
Yeah.
No one enjoys the trial, but it's doing something in you. And he's just saying, cool, just let it happen. Let it happen.
Consider it.
Enjoy the process.
Yeah, and consider it joy.
I don't think people like endurance these days either. Everything's so quick, you know, so instant. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, for an example for me, is like test cricket. Compared to 2020.
Ah, yes.
So many people love 2020 because of the big hitting and it's over with.
Oh, it's boring.
I love a test.
Amen.
Because of the endurance.
Oh, the tactics.
Day after day after day, someone is out there slogging it out, whereas we don't really, I don't know, want that in our lives anymore. We want everything instantaneous. And the instant robs us of some incredible lessons.
And the longer a trial goes on for, the easier it can be for your attention to get pulled into your focus on the trial.
True.
And that's what he's saying is like, don't waver. Like,
let
your loyalty be in God. And I think that's part of the endurance. If you develop the endurance, it's like today again.
Yeah.
Some trials people go through, they go months.
Yeah.
And it's like, if you can, every day you get up, is like, no, my loyalty is in God. My faith is in God. My trust is in God. And you do that over and over and over. And don't let the storm overwhelm your faith or your focus.
Yes.
That does something. You come out the other side of that trial, it's like, man, something's happened in your faith.
Exactly.
So you qualify. You go to that next level. And it's knowing what's developing that gives you, sustains you in the endurance. Like, what's the point in this? Mm-hmm. You know, like, I hate running. I do it. I like it more than you do.
Yeah.
But I don't love it. But it's the thought of what this is developing.
Right. Yeah.
That's the whole point of doing it.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's the point of, I mean, when we do, you know, like a physical training, we're doing it voluntarily.
Yeah.
Maybe the trials we're going through aren't voluntary, but it gives you that context of like, there's a purpose for this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And man, we miss some opportunities. We go through things and we don't come out with what we're meant to come out with because we miss the point.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think about it like if you were a champion athlete with a great like a great coach, the coach would develop a training pattern for you because they know what they need to develop.
Yeah. Yes.
And if you didn't understand what they were after, you would start calling their training abuse. You know what I mean? You'd be like, why are you doing this to me? Well, because you don't realize what I'm trying to develop.
Yeah.
And then you begin to see, wow, thank you. There's a purpose in this. And it actually gives you a joy in the middle of it because you're like, wow, look at what we're achieving.
Exactly. And then you see some character about God through a trial that you've never seen,
100%.
Never experienced.
Right.
It's like this opportunity to see God, you are a provider because I didn't have enough finance or I did have that challenge at work where I got demoted or whatever. But, you know, you get to see God like, yes, you are true to your word. I'm experiencing it. Yeah. And those experiences, they change you.
Oh, yeah.
And then it does something so solid inside of your heart that you're like, okay,
100%.
This is immovable. Yeah. I know that I know
I carry
this is who yep. God is
yep.
because I've been through that trial. I've seen God move.
Yep.
He has been faithful. So there's no telling me he's not a provider or he's not a healer. Or,
yeah.
You know, it's so powerful, really, the trials of our faith. But then counting it great joy, not a little bit of joy.
Yeah,
great joy.
Allowing joy to go, yes. Okay, yes, I got fired at work. Yes. But knowing, okay, here we go. Here's an excellent adventure in my faith ahead of me right now. So thank you, Jesus.
That's gonna it's going to be incredible. In victory. Victory.
It will. Totally.
Amen.
Amen.
Thanks for listening to our 21-Day Overwhelming Victory podcast. We pray it inspired and blessed you. Tune in tomorrow for the next episode.